Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
Welcome back to Standard Dish, the video game book club podcast where standard people play the standard edition of a video game and break it down week by week. I'm Billy.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Kaylee.
And we're playing Tears of the Kingdom. Woo! Still. Forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Never ending
Always.
Game.
Yeah. I'm fine with this. I'm fine with this decision.
Yeah. I mean, all the side quests.
We'll do that until the next Zelda game comes out. Yeah. It's fine.
Five more years, probably. Right?
5 more years. Yeah. Did you hear that they did talk about they're not doing DLCs?
What? No.
Yeah, no DLCs for this
no
one.
No DLCs. They're just walking away. I think they said because they're just getting started on the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the next installment of like this, this Zelda, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And they said
cool.
Something about like, they thought the world, they'd done all that they could in the world. I was like, I mean, you haven't,
there's
but
more.
There's always more, but I respect the decision.
I mean, I was surprised. I mean, I think they did a lot of stuff in like this world that I was surprised about, that like, I wasn't surprised about the stuff that they did in God of War, not to compare like, but it was like a sequel in itself.
Not to dunk on God of War.
I mean, it's already like past now, but yeah, it's...
Hey, welcome, Ivo. Evo? It's either Evo or Ivo. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. To Patreon.
Yay!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice.
We also have a round coming to us from Aaron.
Ooh.
Love the podcast. You all sound like such fun people. So we've tricked Aaron, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, I
mean, she has no idea. Yeah. Wait, he. She? He. Is it E-R-I-N or A-A-R-O-N?
Although they both could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's A-A.
Okay.
So likely he?
Probably a he. He
it's
him.
A real, it's an escape room puzzle. Him. It's anything you want. All right.
Yay.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
My
Cheers.
Bottle opening didn't make a psst. Guess what, guys? Guess what? It is pumpkin season.
Oh, my God.
I guess
it's Jackie's favorite
I guess it is September. I'll allow it.
Pumpkin
I mean, not that.
Is my favorite pumpkin beer.
Control over what
it is or
think,
is not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
I've tried other ones. You know, I tried last weekend, I tried the Sam Adams pumpkin one, and it's like,
I haven't tried that one yet. I haven't tried that one in a long time.
Not as good.
It tastes
fake. Pumpkin is pretty good, I think. There's another one I thought, I don't know, everyone has their own version of it. I haven't had any pumpkin beer in a while, so maybe I'll do it this year.
Yeah.
Do it.
For old time's sake.
With a cinnamon sugar rim. Yeah.
It's nice.
Classic.
Okay, well, Jackie, while you have that, we got a lot of different listener feedback in, and we can never get through all of it, but one of my favorites was some new drinking game rules. So
Yay!
Let me hit you with these quickly, and then we can move forward. Jackie, I think you had maybe a few things too, and then we can jump into our episode. But first... You guys seem desperate for drinking game rules, so prepare to get wasted.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Billy shares a piece of lore, and the other hosts politely pretend to be interested. Kaylee's corner gets postponed.
Push to next episode. Yeah.
Jimbo is referenced. Who the fuck is Jimbo?
You don't know. You didn't listen to that one episode where I explained who Jimbo was?
Yeah, no, you need to go back. You need to go back.
You gotta go.
Two drinks if you now preface who Jimbo is before bringing them up.
Shit.
Take a drink if Alan hasn't played the game. Or I think I mean like, you know, the whatever sequence we're on.
Okay. Yeah.
This one I really like. All of these are funny, but there does feel like there's a little I'll get into it in a second. Okay. They're playfully mean, I will say, these drinks. take a drink if Alan doesn't know about a fundamental quest, place, or story. Question, what is Alan actually doing?
I'm playing the game.
Raising a child, I think. Yeah, the answer.
Yeah, no. I mean, I can't blame it all on the child, but yeah, it's how I play. Or not.
But then at the same time, finish your drink if Alan has done or found something no one else has.
Hell yeah. That's rare, but it happens once in a while.
And take a drink if you reference having done or owning something non-standard edition, like DLC, etc. Which I'm sure we do rather often.
Yeah.
Kaylee said she had the art book.
Oh, yeah. That's from the gift. Okay. Yeah, that's from the gift.
Yeah. Like, Kaylee would drink the most for those, probably.
Yeah, okay.
It was a gift.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it for myself.
Yeah. Technically, it doesn't count.
From me to me.
A few more real
quick.
You
buy yourself a gift every now and then.
One drink for sexual repression, 2 drinks for queer coding, and 3 drinks for sexual expression.
Oh,
we don't know how to express ourselves.
I don't think we can do only repress here. Of like the NPCs.
I think just us saying it, or creating the moment. One drink for main character energy when you are confused that NPCs don't remember Link. And then they kind of give an example. They're like, of course they don't. 10 years have passed. There's no photos of him, and he literally came into your shop once to buy a shirt. Link is a generic white guy. True. And there's a lot more stuff about how most people don't even know who Tony Hawk is. Which that I was like, is that real? That's a true thing.
That's actually true. Right.
I love those stories.
Would people recognize Michael Jordan, though? I feel like everyone would recognize Michael Jordan.
He's tall as shit.
So the problem is just
I wouldn't
that
recognize
Link isn't
Michael
tall.
Jordan's face.
Yeah, I feel like Tony Hawk is very like average. It just seems like an average normal guy. I don't know.
Yeah,
I would really love it if Tony Hawk actually is listening to us right now and is like, yeah, no, nobody ever. Because I hear these stories all the time of like I see it on Reddit of where he's like sitting on a plane. Someone's like, you know, you look an awful lot like Tony Hawk. Yeah. And just like, that's it. That's the end of the conversation. And they're like, show him. Even people who like showed him Tony Hawk videos said, see, look, you look how much you look like this guy. And it's really funny. So,
that's funny.
All right. 2 more quick things I have to cover on this. Mm-hmm. There's a big block about that we donate money to charity anytime we reference being millennials, talk about Gen Z. And then there's a lot of explanation about how... I'm not going to read it all, but basically, like, let's see. I don't know why everyone is so intimidated by Gen Z. We just want climate action and healthcare and all the good things.
We just want solutions to these problems.
Yeah, solutions. We do too. Keep it up. I mean, keep up the fight. I think there's some confusion that we're making enough money to donate to charity. That's not quite. If we ever get there, if we ever break even or into the black at all, then we can consider the charity donations.
Shuffle some accounts.
Yeah, we're gonna have to like come up with a business plan that's actually profitable first, probably, and then donate some of that money to charity.
Just skip one latte and then donate $5 to something else.
Yeah. That's what it is. Well, it's the avocado toast. We gotta stop our
house because
that's why
because we're
going to brunch, you know how it goes. That's why the millennials can't afford a house. And then there's some questions about the theme song. Story mode is my big bad bish, my avatar is all cocaine dish.
These are like bad lip. Oh, okay. Or
it's,
like
it's I think questions lyrics. More of questions of like are these them or not. I think we've talked about this once before, but it's the main answer is that is coquettish.
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 Yes.
Coquettish.
Yeah.
So that's the answer there.
That's a good SAT word. Coquette.
It is.
Coquettish. Mm-hmm. And that was Zan writing in. Thanks
story,
for the
wait,
great
and
rules.
Story mode is my big fetish.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. And story mode is my big fetish. Because we're a bunch of noobs. Except for Alan. He's good at playing. All right, Jackie. There's all our drinking rules, if you can remember them. What do you got?
Yeah, I remember them. Eric.
Wait, wasn't that the one where it's like polite something? There was a polite one.
Lore. But it has to be
lore.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
a,
lore.
Oh, yeah. Good news. There's no lore in Zelda, so that won't come up too much.
No lore. No.
Eric listened to our therapy episode and shared a really nice story. It's long, so I won't read the whole thing, but just about like, he was really depressed for some time and was playing Dark Souls 3. He had a friend who would come over every day, and it took him 4 hours to beat Judex Gundyr. Does that mean anything to you?
Judex Gundyr. Yeah, sounds, I think that's not the first boss, maybe.
It might be, is that the first boss? Or is or it, might be like also like a shadow version of that boss you see later?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There might be like a, like you fight him again like later in the game when you're more further in. Yeah, yeah.
But basically, the wrap up is when the credits finally rolled across my screen after months of falling, poison swamps, dying, and wanting to just give up, it gave me a hopeful feeling of things can be bad, but they'll get better after your hardship.
Mm.
Thank you, Eric. That is exactly, I think, what a FromSoft game inspires in all of us.
Really I think does. So, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I always feel it with their games. We don't have a lot of time this recording, so we're going to get right into it, which we didn't do at all. So I don't know why I said that. We're going to now get it. We're going to slowly get into it, but it's at this moment. We're going west. So when we set this up, we told everyone to go to, what's our fishing village, Kaylee?
Lorelin.
Whatever.
I found myself saying Lorelin. So
Lorelin.
So I have Lorelin. Said both.
All
right. And we're going all the way west and to hit the desert. And I was curious how each of us did it. So before we talk too much about the desert, tell me about your journeys west.
Mm-hmm. I went through the rainforest.
Okay.
Right? I think that was probably the standard route. Is that what you guys did?
I took the road.
Got it. Yeah. Took the road. Yes. Yeah, that was pretty standard.
I also went through there.
Oh yeah, and I think I drove most of the way.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Which oh, and on? Or hover bike.
Okay. Oh. So vehicled.
Yeah.
I ran.
You ran.
You just ran.
I ran
marathon.
Did a whole Forrest Gump.
I ran up it the whole way and got distracted because like this is what happens when I think I started on the horse, but then you find something interesting and you're like, I'm gonna go look at this, and you go and you look at that and you're like, where did I leave my horse? I'm too far away from the whistle point. I'll find it the next stable, and you just keep going
out of whistle range.
Out of whistle range.
That's definitely a mechanic that Elden Ring perfected, and I think I'm feeling it in this. There's a lot of times where I want to use my horse and he's just out of range, and then I'm like, oh, forget it. I'll just warp to a tower and skydive. Right, you just like don't want to deal with it.
You didn't do that though, did you?
No, not for this. Right. Not for this. I actually I rode the horse the whole way. And I did something else.
The whole way?
No. I didn't skydive. I did horse all the way, which was really fun. For a few reasons. One of the things I did at Lorelin, I turned off my mini map. And I told myself, I'm not going to look at the map. I'm just going to actually like ride my horse there. So I would stop at signs
like a boomer.
And like actually read them and try to figure out like, oh,
stop
okay.
for directions?
Yeah, stop for directions.
Jeez.
Cool. You guys ever heard of a physical map?
Yeah.
So I did that the whole way, which got really fun because there were a few points where I stopped and like climbed the tallest thing I could find to look out to make sure like am I still going the right way.
It felt
much more like what the game is supposed to be. I was like, oh, this is great. I'm like on a little adventure for a minute. I'm going west. I'm trying to find the right path. And as you got really close and past the Great Plateau, there's did you guys get to the point where you like, I forget where this bridge is exactly, but over one of the canyons, taking you right up to the main desert entrance, there's a bridge and there's the smallest stable right there.
Yeah. Tucked into the canyon.
Talked to that guy, did that stuff.
The one who's like boxed himself in. The hoarder. That's the hoarder.
Wait, is this the same guy? I'm thinking my guy's he's in between two bridges.
That's the Dig Dog. That's before you actually get into the Gerudo Canyon. You're thinking of like where the Gerudo stable is. Yeah. This is like the evacuees from that who are a little bit earlier.
Yeah, right before that.
Right behind the Great Plateau.
I haven't found that.
So you can ride your horse to the entrance, and then there's just like a perfect stone, and it's all sealed off so that you can't bring your horse into the desert.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So then I left him and went on foot from there and found the hoarder that you're talking about, which was really funny.
Yeah.
Cool. I missed that whole thing.
The hoarder was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alan missed it.
I didn't go that way. Oh, you too.
Alan, what'd you do?
Okay. So, we started at Lurlin. And then,
fishing.
I think I tried to, I definitely tried to make a vehicle in the beginning. I didn't have many like great schema stones, and like the stuff I have made and saved is like not awesome either. Mm-hmm. Because I got, it's like the terrain always changes. So I think I made something for a little bit and I was like, okay, this is whatever. I'm just going to get to stable. And then when I got to stable, I took my horse out, went through the rainforest, but never like activated that tower. So I was kind of riding blind, but I knew I just have to keep going west. Kept going west.
Follow the setting sun.
Yeah, pretty much. And I just like kept going until I got to like sort of the beginning of the other side of the canyon, I think. Because I passed like I ran away from the lion horse guys.
Oh, Lionel.
Lionel, yeah. Yeah, I passed one of those guys.
I have never found a Lionel in my game.
What?
I haven't found one on the surface. No.
Oh, weird.
Alan's found all of them. Yeah. I know.
Oh, no, yeah.
I think we have to finish our drink. Jackie's found one. She saves us.
And then, so, like, again, like, my horse couldn't take the terrain either. I, like, side-clopped up a mountain. I really tried to bring him into the desert. I tried to get him up the canyon. He like didn't make it. And I went on foot when I got to the top of this mountain. And then I must have skipped all that stuff you guys did and just parasailed into the Karakara Bazaar.
Sweet.
Tight.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't take the road because I must have missed like the exit. I like lost the road at some point because I really tried, but usually the horse does stay on the road, but he might have gone like a different route. I don't know.
So you mean you like climbed up at one point? Just climbed up.
Yeah,
really
I just
high
left the horse. I left the horse. Okay. Yeah, I left him at the bottom of a.
I went in like the Ridge Canyon entrance.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So were you south or north of the canyon?
I think I was south.
Mm. But it sounds like you came in, from the south over the mountains, and then like. Yeah, instead
the
of going
way.
Past the great,
the fun way,
the fun way. Yeah. Instead of going past the Great Plateau.
As soon as I was doing it, I was like, "No one else did it this way." I bet no one else did it this way. As I was like climbing up this mountain, I was like, "Oh, this is dumb." Oh, I'm already here. Whatever.
Yeah. Do you have like all the climbing gear?
No, I only have two. I'm still missing. I think I'm missing the headband.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet
cool.
Bandana.
The bandana. Oh, yeah. Bandana. I only have the shirt. Oh, and only the shirt, yeah.
I've found all three just in random caves.
They're really?
Like in surface caves.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I noticed a fun thing on my journey that I then booted up Breath of the Wild to verify.
Oh.
Of course
I did.
That's great.
So do you know do you guys remember... And I'm not sure if anybody passed this on their way, but there's that little, the river that looks like a dragon head.
Yeah.
It had like a shrine. Mm-hmm. It has like one of the shrines of not wisdom, not power, courage.
Oh, yeah.
It has the shrine of courage there.
Oh,
Spring of courage.
Yeah, the springs, right. Yeah, yeah.
The springs, where like in Breath of the Wild, Zelda had gone, you put like a dragon scale in and then it like unlocks a shrine for you. So that is all still, you know, in this game too, in some fashion.
I
encourage you to explore those.
I found two of them, I think.
Mm-hmm. But I went there on my path because I'm Kaylee and I was looking at the ruins and I was like looking at them like, wait a minute, these look familiar. And they're Zonai ruins.
Oh.
And I was like, they all have like the dragon head thing and they all look like they're like the same architecture as you, if you go up into some of the sky places and like look around, it's like the same architecture.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I was like, did they add this in this game just for the sake of lore? Or was this like this in Breath of the Wild? So I booted up Breath of the Wild and went there and it is the same.
What?
Whoa. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. So it's like, I thought that was a really cool detail. And there's even a spot in the jungle somewhere that is called Zonai Ruins.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, and I looked back in Breath of the Wild, and that one was there too. It wasn't named. I think it was named that too. That's, so they had been thinking about this for a while.
It was named. Wow.
I think so. I could be wrong. I could be misremembering that.
I was gonna say if they like, yeah. I guess how far ahead they were thinking of it, or
yeah,
yeah. It's crazy.
That's so cool.
So it was neat. I found the seed pod
of this game. Well, maybe they chose something to expand upon, and that was what they expanded upon.
I was gonna say, I thought it was maybe they sort of reverse engineered some of the stuff, but they were already thinking ahead. I wonder if it was like really DLC stuff, and they were like, "Oh, this could be a whole game or something." I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, "Oh, this is neat." So yeah.
That's super cool. And then anything else on your journey west? You just ran, and then after that, since you left the horse there, you just ran across the entire continent.
Yeah.
Did you find
it took like 3 days? It took 2 days.
Did you guys find the animals that poop gems?
Yeah,
This was.
Oh no! I never went to them.
I was gonna say. Well, this was Kaylee was.
Yeah, she Kaylee's, told us too.
That was her one request, Billy.
Yeah, I know.
Tourist trap.
I literally thought it as I was riding past them, and I was like, and I'm like,
no, I definitely. I was already there, Billy. So I was like, yeah. I was like, I'll go and check this out for a second. I didn't have a ton of time, but I was like, oh, definitely go check it out.
I mean, it's super simple. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jackie.
You feed them luminous stones, and then you go back at some time later. I don't know how long, but then they poop out better rocks, like rubies and sapphires. Yeah.
It's a great way to make money.
That's cool. Because what else are luminous stones good for? I feel like you find them a lot, and I'm not sure if they do much.
Do you need them for that armor? Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't really need that armor.
It's cool. I think I got it eventually. I got it in the Breath of the Wild because I had a ton of luminous stones too, I think.
I think there's another thing. The Zora are all about it. And so I think there's something there too where they, at least in the first one, there was
okay.
a quest to sell them. You could sell luminous stones for diamonds.
I have
a
ton of them.
Oh.
Yeah. At least in Breath of the Wild you could, but I don't know if you can in this one. But yeah.
Sweet.
Nope. This one you can feed them to giant dinosaurs and get gems.
I love their design. They're like armadillo oxen.
Yeah. They have horns or something. Yeah, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was working. I dropped some luminous and then of course they had it all on the table. They're like, don't touch that. I was just gonna grab these. And then it's kind of like the when you give the dogs the food, sometimes they don't immediately they do they keep twirling around even though I dropped all four of them at the same time. It's like just keep eating.
Yeah,
taking too long. And I did it with the dondons, and they were just so much cumbersome, so they kept turning around. Is he gonna eat it or not? I don't know if this is working. Is this supposed to be like this?
Or if it's if it's in a tight space, they don't have room to navigate and get around to the
But yeah, I went back. I almost forgot, and I went back to check, and got a bunch of rubies and sapphires and stuff.
Cool.
So as you guys started to enter the desert, Alan, you didn't do this, I think. It sounds like you just
sailed
in. Not
that way. No, I dropped
it. But as you got in, did anybody take the big wheel up the waterfall?
No. Where
you're in the canyon and there's a water. What? Yeah, so there's canyon, river, rapids kind of situation going on.
And it kind of becomes a cave.
Yeah, you can ride into it. Oh, yeah, it was super cool. So
I didn't think it was going to work.
There's a big wheel you can make and you're riding it up the thing.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually you get to a point, and I could be reversing them. I can't remember which came first. There's a section where you want to just build your own raft too and kind of ride that down.
Mm.
There's a crystal you can take to the end and drop it off.
The shrine.
That whole section was super fun. So yeah, and then Jackie, it opens to all these different caves on the sides. And because I wasn't using the map, I had no idea where I was. I was just in the canyon and I'm riding around in the rapids trying to figure out what I'm doing. And I went into a cave and eventually ascended up. And I was just literally at the base of the sky tower that's right there.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay. Oh. So I'm right here and I saw the desert. And so then did you guys do the sky tower?
Uh-huh.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Did I? Yeah,
I talk did. About that a little bit. I loved the elevator system. Someone walked me through it.
I don't know.
Wait, the elevator system.
Oh, there was a guy stuck at the bottom.
Yes. I don't know. Yes. That was fun. That was a throwback.
It's like a dumbbell system. Yeah. What do you, not dumb waiter?
Dumb waiter. Oh, right. Yes, yes, yes. Now I remember. Yeah, you have to put the like counterweight, right?
Yeah.
To bring the guy up. I was at the top. I didn't realize there was someone at the bottom. I just immediately saw
I also went to the top first and then was like, oh, okay, I got to get this fucker up here.
I'm just going to do this there. I didn't even look down and he just popped up.
That's funny. Did you put like just one of the blocks or did you glue like three or four blocks together and then attach it?
Does that do something else?
It goes did one faster. At a time.
Yeah. Does he kind of launch or anything?
No. But if Link is on it, and you put the really, really heavy weights on it, he does launch.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
That's cool. That guy took like, what, two or three metal boxes to move up. I'm like, how heavy is this guy? Yeah. He's like, dense.
He's also on the wood, and the metal boxes are probably not solid. Don't judge him.
Well, no, but like it's still it seemed disproportionate.
Hylians are very dense.
Hylians are very dense.
They sink in water.
Yeah.
That way you can tell they're not witches.
I kept like messing it up, which got a little frustrating. Where I forget what I was doing. I like. Put a couple crates on, and it wasn't quite, or the metal crates, it wasn't quite enough. And then I was trying to reattach something else, and I did the thing where it's like, all right, I'm going to remove these so I can attach something higher. Mm-hmm. And you know how you wiggle, everything just collapses and falls down. Yeah. And it's like, oh, all those boxes and crates are gone. So then I go back to like the stash, and I'm running out of stuff to use. And then it became this whole, it's like I made the puzzle like way too complicated. I had to go down to get some of my crates to come back up. So I was like reversing time to get the thing to move down while I tried to attach a crate before it goes anywhere. And meanwhile, the dude is just riding like up and down while I'm like, you know, doing this weird construction with time manipulation.
Stop messing around.
Yeah, he's like, whoa.
Whoa. Quit it.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's funny.
That was a fun little concept. And then you unlock the tower. Yeah, Jackie, what you got?
I forgot my highlight. Of the whole journey was in the rainforest. So let's backtrack a bit to the rainforest. Did you guys kill the three Hinoxes? Yes.
No.
Oh, no, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I did pick up that quest, though, I think.
Yeah. So there's like the eldest brother, the middlest brother, the youngest brother, all the three Hinoxes in their own little caves at their own waterfall, whatever. And the caves were fun to explore. There was a lot of like bomb barrels and luminous stones to mine and all that. But I got the idea because one of them seemed to be kind of a heavy sleeper. I sent Yonobo to blow up some luminous stones and the Hinox didn't wake up. And I was like, oh. And so I put on my sneaky stuff and I went over to him and I got out my weapon that when you hold it down, he spins, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
like a two-handed weapon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So went up to the Hinox, stood between his legs, and got a spinning start and just whacked him in the and it was like a 40 something damage weapon. It was a heavy weapon.
Oh,
and
Jackie.
So smacked the Hinox in the nuts until he died.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a wake-up call.
Jimbo better be careful sleeping in that house.
Yeah.
May or may not have been his idea. So.
Oh, wow. Kinky.
I think that's a drink for sexual repression or sexual expression, depending upon.
Yeah, it depends.
Could both.
Depends how you felt about it. Okay. So you guys, you've unlocked the tower. We're looking out of the desert. You see a giant sandstorm. What did you do next?
I went to the other tower.
I haven't even done the other tower. I was like, don't need it.
Northern, wait, more northern, right?
Like yeah.
So you didn't do the geoglyph over there?
No, I
didn't. Oh, I didn't.
I didn't do it. I saw it and I didn't do it. Yeah. I saw it and I was like, I'll get to you later.
Or did I? What was the memory?
It completed it, I believe, as long as you've done the rest of them.
Hmm. I'm sure I missed something.
It was my last one. But Kaylee, why don't you tell us what happened?
I forget that which one that one was.
And they're all. I remember what happened after.
I can tell you the first part. Though, right? The first part.
Oh, it unlocks a new one, right?
It unlocks it a new one. Yeah. The first part.
Yeah.
So that actual glyph, what it was Ganondorf swearing fealty to Raru.
Yes.
Oh.
And then so being like
yeah, exactly. Just being a dick.
Psych.
And they mentioned a piece of lore. Now I'm self-conscious about it, but
tell me, Philly, I want to know.
Yeah, a piece of lore. What could it be?
I'm very interested in this.
It's actually kind of a funny one. It's that a male is born to the Gerudo.
Oh, yeah.
Gerudo. Gadoo-gadoo? once every 100 years. Which I was like, so how does that work?
Abortions.
Oh, no.
No. I don't know. It's magic. Probability? Magic. Magic.
But so, right. So in the current timeline, and I imagine then as well, the Gerudo are breeding with Hylians, right? They're marrying Hylians. Yeah. They're breeding with Hylians. Now, I would assume that would produce a different, like a half Hylian, half Gerudo person. And instead, they look exactly like Gerudo still. So they got some kind of crazy bloodline going on.
The DNA is very strong. It's like doesn't the genetics make any are just sense. Like.
Yeah, they have I guess what I'm saying is like they have no Hylian children, right? Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
It seems, it's right?
Right.
Like, anyone they have, they're not Hylian children.
Wait, it was the one in Tarrytown, right? So Tarrytown had the little kid.
Okay. Yeah. But wait. If one male is born to the Gerudo every 100 years, that means he is the father.
That's what I'm saying. All, so is he fathering all? He's just having sex with all the women in the tribe?
Oh,
and then you go, no, because they're breeding with Hylians.
Hydrate, bro.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, well then their bloodline is so stressed. That's a lot of work in the desert.
Thirsty Ganon. You guys have seen those memes, right?
Rehydrated Ganon.
That's... Billy, do yourself a favor and just Google that later.
Oh my God.
I don't think I've seen these. No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Reddit. Yeah. It's Reddit and it is too much. Too much.
It's great.
What is the word for Japanese cartoon porn?
Hentai? Hentai. It is Ganon hentai.
Oh.
Well, I haven't seen anything quite that raunchy, but there was one where he's got a nipple piercing.
Oh,
so.
True. True.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, that's you only need one every 100 years.
Apparently.
Oh.
Where's the other one? There's been it's been several thousand years.
In the timeline, we've never had another male.
Well, even in the timeline that we exist in, like there's been the time
you're
from
right.
Breath of
Why
the Wild.
Why isn't there one right
game?
Now in our timeline?
Right.
Yeah.
There should be one.
There should be. Where is it?
Was there anything behind sense. The... Is it just that they're male, or is it any other... Just, that's it?
No.
They're not necessarily, evil.
Yeah. But then, once you get that one...
Years. Yeah.
Once you get that memory, then, Zelda flies overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's... And you see her... This completely improbable sequence of events happens, where you see her cry more, and it... You see the tear drop and fall into the center of the little spiral off the coast of Akala, which is on the other side of the world from where you are.
Yeah.
And so, of course, Link can see that and pinpoint that location
from
his secure spot in the Gerudo Highlands. So, yes.
So there's a final one then.
So there's a final one.
It is funny that they did that because it feels like it would have been a little easier to just split the map in half and go, if you chose any of these... glyphs, we do the Akala thing, and if you chose any on the west, we just pick one other location, and you know, we read in the background that it makes more sense that it's way out in the desert, and then you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
but it is kind of funny that we were at the absolute furthest location from where they dropped it.
It was really funny to me. I was just like, what, why? All right, so I did warp over there to do that.
And what did you get with that one?
So you get this memory, which is of
the moment that Zelda turns into a dragon, which is actually really cool.
It's cool. Oh, okay. It's cool and cheesy. It's like, it's cool really and cool, and then there's two moments that will make you giggle, but we'll wait for you to get to watch
them.
Is it like
the Beauty and the Beast where she just like becomes light? Like, what does it look like?
Well, there is like a lot of light, so it's like a big bubble of light, and so it's like, but her eye changes first, which was really cool. Ooh. So she just goes like into that, brah, and then like, poof.
Wow.
But like, it was
pretty
very
good,
cool.
Pretty good explanation of the
Thank
story.
You.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
Cool. There's one detail though in that memory. Where she is holding the Puripad, and there's a little ball of floating light above it.
Oh yeah, what was
and,
that?
And she says, it's all up to you now, Minoru.
Oh.
Yeah, who is
Minoru,
that?
Minoru, who is Rauru's sister, mm-hmm. who's got the power to project her soul.
Oh, like the sages do.
Oh, so you think she might be our last sage we haven't found.
And then you see a little drop of light go into the Puripad.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I do think that we've got Minoru's soul that has been tagging along with us.
Wow. Oh, interesting.
Cool. That's my hunch.
Why has she done nothing to help us?
She's just a soul
time.
Right now.
Waiting for the right moment.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
We have to get to the right area to like wake her up or something.
You got to beat the lightning temple first.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
You have to earn it, Billy.
Yep. Okay.
You got to earn it.
So that's that.
Okay, and then I parachuted into the Karakara Bazaar.
Okay, so do we all do that? You did the tower, shot up, parachuted into the bazaar?
I did not parachute into the Karakara Bazaar. I took a sand seal from the entrance of
I did that
the,
too.
Of the
yeah,
canyon.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And oh. I actually overshot it. I went up to the cliff that overlooks the bazaar, and then my seal got stuck on like the edge of the cliff, like the rocks, and I couldn't get it off of the rocks. And I was so mad. Like, why can't you just like lure him away? Like, okay, you're on a rock now, so come back to the sand. It's frustrating.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did that. I did think, so when you get to the bazaar, it's funny and creepy. The dudes who are there that you quickly find, they're all like traveling merchants or something, and you find out how they're just basically trying to get into this village, and they pretty much tell you, like, just because they heard it's all women, like, that's the draw.
They're trying to
that's
smash.
What they're after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to smash.
Three dudes just hanging outside the village because it's all women. I was like, bro, you guys got to get out of here. This is not okay.
I do love how there's like all this like subtle, not so subtle stuff about how they're like the protection squad, but then the Gerudo soldiers are way better at it than they are.
Yeah.
So they just keep needing to be rescued.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's see what else happens right there. All right. Well, so from there, you can pretty much go into Gerudo Town, right?
You have to cross the sand shroud.
Yeah, you basically head into the sand shroud.
But there are these really convenient updrafts that get you above the sand shroud, right?
Yeah,
and then you can see where you're going. Cool. Yeah.
And when you're in it, a touch I liked is that the map doesn't work at all.
Uh-huh. That was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, actually.
That was cool.
That was fun. Yeah. So you take the updrafts and you kind of float in. There's a shrine at the top of Gerudo Town or village or whatever. Oh, okay,
what?
Are you mad about this shrine?
I didn't see the shrine until I'd already beaten the temple.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm just like literally running from Karakara Bazaar to the Gerudo Town like every time I need to.
Wow.
I also
glad I was the only one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then I saw it and I was like, motherfucker.
That was the first thing I did. I saw it. And got that.
You guys don't have your Puripad beeping all the time?
Yeah, exactly. I got my beeps set.
I have my beeps.
I turned that thing off.
Yeah, I was going to say. It says
my
beeps
are set to treasure chest.
Yeah.
So you can
with
set two.
Plus. Yeah.
I have one chest and one shrine.
Oh, interesting.
Does it do different beeps?
Different beeps. I didn't know that.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
It does different cadence of beeps. So you could like.
I think they're just subtly different sounds.
One of them is like beep boop, and then the other one's like beep beep.
Yeah.
I don't actually know. That's enough.
You're on an audio engineer now.
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, I think they're subtly different, and you can do that. But anyway, I have mine set to. But to your point, what it mainly means is that I ignore it almost all the time at this point because it's just always beeping no matter what direction I'm running or what's going on. It's like it, Anyway, yeah. When we get to it, it's like always going off.
I was really frustrated in the bazaar because there's a treasure chest there that you're not allowed to open.
Yeah.
It's like the rations for the soldiers or something. So sometimes if I'm facing a certain direction, it'll start beeping. And I was like, I know about this. Yeah. I can't go there. I can't get it.
That happens other times too, where the chest has something you don't want. Like it's maybe another bow and it's not as good as your bows. So you leave it and then it's just going to keep going off until I knew there's a chest there. And you're like, God, I wish I could like cross you off somehow.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because like the other, and I've used the sensor for like, I use it to find dazzle fruits most often. Which is super useful. But then as soon as I get close to that tree, it stops beeping. So it does have like a check. As soon as you're clearly like right next to it.
Gotcha.
It's like, don't forget about treasure. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys hit the village and it's deserted, which I really like. That was super cool. And you're kind of looking
deserted.
Around.
Desert.
Yeah. Wow. Drink
for that.
We got Jackie for that one.
How long did it take you guys to find where they're all hiding?
It took me a decent bit. I kind of looked around all the spots. I looked at like inside some of the places and things like that. But there was the big hole right out front.
Right in front of the throne
that's
room.
True.
You know,
that's
right?
True. Yeah.
So it didn't take me too long. I poked around a little bit just in case, but like it was there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went down
the
waterfall.
To figure out the entrance.
Or you know, the little fountains. The fountains like around on the walls. I just jumped down one and I was like,
interesting.
Let me explore.
Wait, so did you find them that way first?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Did you find a bottle in the water?
Yes.
Oh.
That's so interesting. I did it differently. That? No, but if you find them first.
Yeah, and then you go as in and you like, ascend.
Well, before that, I'm just in the village, right? And it's deserted, except for the cool monsters, which we could talk about later. But
cool.
Yeah, really cool monster design. Those dudes being creepy, like walking towards you. Little mummy guys almost. Insect-like mummies. If you go up to the entrance of their little hideout, there's a guard who tells you to go away.
Yeah.
And then they of course like turn their back or something like that. So you can slide something over and crawl up and like look through this peephole. And if you do, you see the princess throwing the bottles in the water.
Oh.
So then you know to go look for them. So I did it that way. Where like I learned about the bottles, then I went to the well. But it's fun that you like just went to the well and found a bottle.
I just found them.
And we're like, oh, let me save this person. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she wants nothing to do with you.
I was like, it's hilarious that she thinks I couldn't possibly be the Vo that she's waiting for as I've like come in.
That's funny. I beeline for the once I kind of saw the thing and then I went up into the castle. I was like, I'm gonna go look in Riju's room. And so like, I immediately went up there and read her diary, which tells you about the secret entrance behind the throne.
You move the seal statue, right?
Yeah. I think I did it the same. I think I did it the same way, actually, Kayla. I think I did read the diary, and then I think that's. Then I dropped in, and that's when they were like, "Hey, kind of thing."
And then,
so
my God,
ways.
When you find Riju, because she's not in the hideout, she's like out doing adventures, right?
Oh, right.
I was shook.
In which
yeah,
way?
It was kind of like Pura.
Oh
where,
yeah,
where she like, grew up well. She
I was
gonna a,
say
she
was
a little baby.
To remember. Yeah, I was trying to remember. I guess she was younger, right? When in the
you know, she was probably 8 years old, and that was 10 years ago, right? Right? Is that what we're
you were hoping she was 8 years old?
I mean, so that now is, I don't know. I mean, how long has it been between? It's been a long time, right? It hasn't been.
She was definitely older than 8 last time.
Oh, okay,
that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
for peace of mind.
Yeah,
I think she was like at least 15 last time.
I just like that their character designers didn't sexualize her in any way.
she's too hot.
She is too hot.
She is too hot for the desert.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Really. I also love when.
She literally makes sparks fly.
Yeah, nah. She makes sparks fly. I love her posture when she sits in the throne. Whenever you like help her with her little quest, which is basically just her teaching you how to use the lightning strike, which is cool. But whenever she sits in the throne, the way she's like too cool for school, she's like leaning in it and stuff.
She's like a Jarl from Skyrim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she has like a British accent too.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Which is kind of funny because I only noticed it later in it, I think when we finally get to the temple, which we can talk about after, but
We'll have to go to the temple soon. And I also want to talk about next time some of the little village or their little underground village. Yeah. Like I loved the school where they teach about Vo.
Yep,
did you guys sneak into the school at all?
I did one of the lessons.
It's like
I did
sex one of the ed. Lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh it's like, God. And they're all
G-rated
super, like,
sex ed.
Yeah. Super
they
scared
had it in
of
the
Vo.
First one too. It was the same teacher and everything.
I was gonna say, I thought there was one. Did you guys look at the dummies in there? They're Link.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're Link. They're literally Link.
Oh, and no. You have to but had, in the Vo clothes. So as long as you wear the Vo clothes, you can stand next to a dummy and you can watch one of the classes.
Oh my God.
Oh,
really?
I didn't watch one.
I think I like participated in one of the classes.
You can do it both. So,
interesting. Okay,
there's adult class you can participate.
Yeah,
and
I've done that.
Kid
one.
Class, you can sneak in and be one of the dummies.
Oh, I didn't. Huh. Oh, I didn't do the kid one because I was
like, so here's a That's line funny. From one of the classes, which I was like, this is actually they offensive and accurate about Vo. But they were like, they love cooking and they are susceptible to sweets. And I was like, oh, all right, that's fair. I
mean, oh, yeah, yeah. 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 They were like, I think they mentioned that in the adult one, too, something about, it's like something about their stomachs. It's all about their stomachs. And as long as you cook them something good, it's fine.
We're weak creatures, Alan.
The dummy was funny, though, because it had the details of Link. Because it was that giveaway was the arm. One of the arms was like the Ra-Ru arm.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's great.
It was like that detail was still in it. Gosh. And obviously, you know, they just painted on it, like drew his face. But everything else was like, I was like, oh, it's got the arm. And all three of those dummies have the arm. And I'm like, oh, that's got to be Link then. There's no other, there's nobody else around here.
That's amazing.
That's
awesome.
Wow. They also have the little, there's a few other little quests that we should talk about next time. And the temple.
Can we talk about getting to the temple?
Yeah, that was very interesting.
It was.
Yeah, sorry. Next time, you mean, Kaylee? Or do you want to talk about it right now? Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We should talk
now
about
in our temple.
I want to talk about the hidden clothing store, getting to the temple, and the temple too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which I think can easily be done together. There was one other. I thought I had one other. Oh, I did. Okay. Here's what we can close with really quickly, if you guys can think it through on the fly. You've basically seen our obvious four sages so far. And to Jackie's point, we think there is another one. Who rank them for each of you real quick?
Okay, Sidon is still definitely the last. Still Sidon.
Yeah.
Freaking useless.
Your bubble? You don't like the bubble?
No.
I actually thought I'd use it in the desert. Haven't needed it at all.
Nope. So we're talking the post lightning world. Because I have used Riju extensively.
Oh,
now
really?
That we've gotten her. Yeah.
To me, like, the first place is very much it's Rito or is who's our bird?
Tulin.
Tulin.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Those two are tied for first for me because one's like awesome traversal and then the other is like a sweet attack.
Yeah,
and then the
yeah.
other two are tied for last place of just like I'm constantly turning off Yunobo every time I want to fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, every vehicle in the air, so he's heavy. Like he's tanking the freaking vehicle.
Yeah,
like,
just, damn it, God. I always forget to turn him off when I'm on a vehicle and then I just like let him ride for free because
I like Yunobo for mining. You don't have to wear down
That's
your
true.
Weapons, you know,
or
waste
nice.
Bombs or anything.
That's true. Yeah, those big like boulders and stuff that you have to like break through. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he works really well there.
Yeah.
I think Tulin's my one, just because he's the most utilitarian. Like it's obviously the advantage you get in the sky. And he's actually the sage that stays with you the entire time, both air and land.
Yeah, he's the only dude That's who's true. All and it's a bow attack. So he
That's
can
true.
Mess
because he's hitting headshots all the time.
Yeah. I'm excited to see how the last one plays when we get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see. All right. Well, that's our fast episode because Kaylee needs to watch sports ball.
Yeah. I do. We need to watch sports ball.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And pretend like I know the rules. I really should know the rules.
I was going to say, I feel like
you don't know the rules.
Yeah.
You just cheer when they run into each other.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Go.
Yeah. Yay.
Go sports.
Go Gators.
Go sports.
Yeah. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
Yeah. Cool. Watch us lose again. That's fine.
Hey, I think we won last week.
Oh.
Anyway, this is not a
skip win last week.
I don't even know what. Yeah, this is already.
I only know that by
talk.
Accident. I'd so much rather get a zap dance from Riju.
Ooh. Oh, a zap dance. Oh. I love that. Oh. Well wow. done, Jackie.
Well, wow. Miss Thunder Thighs. Hell yeah. Cool. Good job, everybody.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Jackie?
All right. Read you. Oh, mama.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Who's coquettish? This ain't no speed run, mama. I'm having hella fun. No need to get overpowered. Just take that starting power. You can turn me into a farmer, but don't it be a horse armor. Standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish. She's coquettish. Deluxe edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look past a jacket. Sword, collector's racket, trophy hoard. You collected every single thing just to pop out all this big bling. Well, I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We'll go with standard a dish. Why? The store mode is my ocean's coquette.